Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit off. It's time. Where's my fucking... Oh. This is really time, I'm telling you. The time is now. I'm going to be talking about some shit today. I know y'all ain't ready for it, but I be tripping, and I just know I ain't going to be here forever. And my dad died at 69, heart attack or whatever, and I'm finna be 69, so you know I'm tripping. I know the time is coming where only the mentally strong will survive. If you're mentally fit, if you have your shit to where you can live on your thoughts, then you'll survive. Things are topsy-turvy. Up and down, down, up, left, right, right, left. I mean, in this country, it's only getting worse. I hope you see how you being manipulated by the news. All news channels deliver their version of whatever happened. And it's not fair to us because there's no version of what happened. What happened? But then again, what the fuck is fair? That's why I know. If you want these motherfuckers that just go for anything, to just get along or whatever, you ain't gonna win. Because if you don't have a firm constitution, a strong, firm constitution, that's based on reality, not fantasy. It's got to be based on reality. If you're not focused or anchored by a strong, firm constitution, you're going to fucking suffer the consequences. You guys are used to fire drills. Okay, here's a fire drill, and you just come out and, you know, stand up there and then go back in, blah, blah, blah. This is not a motherfucking drill. This shit is real. If you haven't already, get your shit together. Shit's coming. Then you ain't gonna be ready for it if your shit ain't together. Have any of you motherfuckers thought about how can billionaire motherfuckers criminally convicted motherfuckers with no political history be in politics? And not only be in politics, but have positions of power or authority. That last president we had, President Trump, you ain't gonna believe this, but he had his personal driver when he was just Donald Trump. You know, he had his personal driver that was driving him then. This motherfucker became the head of transportation of the Department of Transportation. 313, I see you, man. I'm going to get you right now because I'm going to go off. What's happening, man?
What's up, my baby? This is Ryan Greer. My question is, I'm noticing people saying, like, they be proud of me and whatnot, and I get a feeling of, like, I get a negative feeling. I don't know what that is. Like, when people say it, I feel like, fuck you. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to see if you can explain that to me.
Wait a minute, man. You saying people proud of you. What are they proud of? What do you be doing?
Just how I carry myself. you know, or whatever accomplishment they think I accomplished.
Hey, hold on. What I'm saying is this. Can't you remember in the early stages of the course, it said people you know, people you don't know, are going to start seeing the transformation in you. They're going to appreciate it. You're going to get compliments. I basically said it was going to be from your family members. But what I'm saying is it could be from any person. And they are proud. Or if they're not knowing you personally enough for them to say they're proud of you, they're proud of the fact that they see a motherfucker being a motherfucker, standing up. And you got to understand, people recognize real shit. So when they recognize it in you, you ain't supposed to cream and have your head swell up because you think you're a motherfucker. You just supposed to see that, yeah, I want to keep doing this because, you know, I ain't looking to be complimented like this, but people see me. And you got to understand that's all it is. People see you, man. They see you when you fucking up. They see you when you being strong. So I'm saying when you be some person witness whatever you doing that's representing some strong shit, they might say they proud. They might say they happy. They might say anything along the lines of, man, I'm glad to be able to see there is a such thing as a real motherfucker, a real man, a real person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what that is, Rod. Hey, keep coming up with these questions, man. Keep coming up with these scenarios. I know it's helping your ass.
Right on, bud.
All right, man. So, like I'm saying, this motherfucking ex-president also had his personal cook. His personal cook be the head of the Food and Drug Administration. He also had his fucking gardener as the head of the environment. And he had his son-in-law and his daughter or whoever heading the banking shit for his country. I know you motherfuckers don't know what I'm talking about. What I'm saying. Yeah. Just as I predicted. All them motherfuckers going to jail. I don't know if Trump going to jail. But I predicted. But once he out of office and he can't do none of this presidential bullshit that he was doing, him and every motherfucker that fucked with him is going to prison. Now that's what I said. I ain't kidding now. I'm serious. Not one of his great picks lasted. And 75% of them are under indictment. And I heard a long time ago, fuck with goddamn Donald Trump, your ass in the fall. You gonna go down if you roll with him. But I also heard that he was genius. But right now, I bet a dollar to a dime that those motherfuckers in jail and the motherfuckers whose life been turned upside down since fucking with that tramp motherfucker, I bet they agree with me, man. But enough of that. I ain't really off into Donald fucking Trump. I'm just saying, let me ask this question. Does having a lot of money make you perverted? I mean, seems like the rich motherfuckers have all kinds of different perversions. How much money do you need to start looking at children for sex However much that is, I hope I never get that amount. But what I'm saying is, I'm beginning to wonder a lot of things. Think about it. The Vatican has priests who are known to prey on kids. And the Vatican go out their way to protect these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers go out and deliver the word of God after they then went up in a young boy's butt. Another thing. Why always go after little boys? I'm sure if it's sex, little girls have some sexual whatever to offer. They always go after little boys. You have government officials going to party with perverted billionaires. Here's a perverted billionaire motherfucker who knew, who every motherfucker knew, he had been trafficking little girls, but he got slapped on the wrist when he got caught. Yet that goddamn shit keep going on. So, something gotta be going on. Something gotta be happening that you and I are not really thinking about. Because what I'm saying is, how can these sex rings, how can they exist when nothing me and you say is private? Big brother, whoever you want to call that motherfucker, is on everything we do. But they not own these motherfuckers in the sex ring. They got to communicate some kind of way. Yeah, they come up going to the moon. Man, I want to go to the moon. But that might mean going up a little boy's ass. I said, why they don't know this shit? Or do they know it? Because the trafficking of kids is done by people, the very same people that make the fucking laws. Each law is made where there's a fucking loophole for some motherfucker, any motherfucker, in the many, many millions or the billions of dollars bracket, any, whoever you are. So, who thinks you're safe when billionaire motherfuckers are watching you 24/7? When the government is watching you 24/7. When the billionaires want you, they get you. When the government wants you, they get you. At that motherfucking freak Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, wait a minute. You can't ask him because he's dead. Gone with him is all those goddamn high office connections that let this kind of shit go on. Because that motherfucker obviously was going to tell or something, or they believed he was going to tell. And they killed this motherfucking ass while he was in lockup. Goddamn flyover. But, because what I'm saying, gone with that Epstein motherfucker is a lot of the motherfuckers or the links to these motherfuckers that was perverted and preyed on kids. I mean, life can be treacherous, but, excuse me, I have the attitude to not let it be that way for me. I've helped thousands. I'm talking about thousands of young dudes. some older dudes become more of a real man than they ever thought they can be. And they got destinations to meet now. I'm very proud of that. I mean, if you can look in the mirror and honestly say that you don't need confidence, then that's a little motherfucking ass. But if any of you decide you can stand a little more or even a lot more, come see me. Because I'm going to tell you some shit. If you haven't done it already, you need to get involved with something different to make changes in your life. You ain't gonna change doing the goddamn same shit you do every day. I found that the same thing, even if it's a good thing, the same thing needs to change once in a while. You know, I'm in such a routine at this point. But going out to dinner alone is a treat. I mean, I don't do much more than I need to do. And most of that can be done from home. So in reality, I rarely go out. And I'm thinking about changing that, but, you know, I was thinking about changing it, but that goddamn virus is coming back, so I don't know. I may not be going out. But what I'm saying is I know there's some cool joints that I could go to. So my first change, if I'm going to make it, I got to find somewhere suitable for me to go. I mean, I know there's bootleggers and one of them motherfucking joints over there on the South Strip. But what I'm saying is all of this shit is weighing on me. So I'm fucking ditching some of this fucking shit. I'm making choices. It's time. It's time for you to make some fucking choices too. Choices are to be made. They're not to be worried about. I made a couple of moves yesterday, and I mean, I should see some changes immediately. But that way, it's only like 12 hours. Anyway, I'm doing a video. What I'm saying, it was only 12 hours ago. So I'm not saying I do not see a change. But I haven't seen one at this point. Because I'm looking to do some good things with what's left of this year. I boast. Some of you think I brag. But not now. I'm changing that. And if you notice, I've already changed it. I'm on to being more of a counselor. I want to be calmer, which may take some real effort on my part, but I do want it. I want to be calmer, so instead of wondering, I'm going to make all the moves to be calmer. Fucking with my nigga Tate, I see that I am a chicken shit motherfucker. I mean, not sometimes, like that nigga. I'm chicken shit all the time. You motherfuckers don't have any idea how many people have taken my kindness for weakness. And I understand what will be gonna be. But if I have anything to do with it, you'll get to see I'm not a full of shit motherfucker. I mean what I say. I'm not responsible for what you think. I'm only responsible for what the fuck I say. I say a lot. And you can interpret it to mean whatever you think it means. And when you do that, you got to understand you must only want to deal with what you think. Because, you know, what if what you think it ain't right? You're the only one that's believing the nonsense you believe in. Because think about this. Now, this is off subject. But how many of you believe that you should not get vaccinated? What I'm saying is the only motherfuckers dying is the motherfuckers that's not vaccinated. 98% of the motherfuckers being hospitalized is the motherfuckers that's not vaccinated. Of the motherfuckers that get reinfected that have been vaccinated, they just get told they got the corona. They don't even have to go to the hospital. The other ones that do have to go to the hospital that's been vaccinated, very, very few, like 0.2% of them die. Now, if that's not telling you that you should get a vaccination, then I'm a motherfucker. If I was a bull, well, fuck you. You don't have to get it. You know, every motherfucker that's going to go out in public, every motherfucker that's going to go do some shit that got some other person involved or around it, your ass got to be vaccinated. If you don't want to be vaccinated and you want to stay in your goddamn house, and you want to stay whatever in your community, then fine. But if you want to come outside and fuck with the public, your ass got to be vaccinated. Now, what I'm saying is this, fellas. I say things that are vast and appeals to a lot of people at the same time and turns a lot of people at the same time off. I'm not specifically trying to reach a certain person or a certain group of motherfuckers. Because I know when you're growing, you need to beware of anything you believed in the past. Because most, if not all, that bullshit that you believed is why you, at the little wall that you at, to take new information and cipher it with outdated fucking information is simply wrong. Wrong shit, and it's just asking for trouble. I remember at one time your fucking name sort of introduced to the world where you was coming from. Or where you been? These days, your name does the opposite. If your name is world-class Phil, the person addressing you knows for a fact that you haven't done one thing that's world-class. Therefore, he does not have one iota of respect for you or your name. He actually has a lot of disrespect for you based on your fucking name. Because he knows you are fake. Building confidence involves getting good information, being dedicated to executing that information, and you're so determined to execute it that you develop a discipline. And this discipline is allowing you to take the time to build what the fuck you talking about. It's really that simple. It's that simple with the course of action offered in my courses. Do yourself a favor. See what the and alumni have all seen. So the shit I'm talking, I've learned to gauge how serious the shit I'm talking by your fucking response. I ain't getting no questions. I ain't getting no calls. So obviously, this is some shit you motherfuckers just need to listen to. Whatever. That's cool with me. Do that. It's a bunch of you. Well, it ain't the 70 of you motherfuckers over here, so maybe that's why. I don't care. Because what I'm saying is this. If you are in any way lacking the confidence to go and get what you want in life, then you need to see me. Then you need to see me rather sooner than later. Just, you know, get at me, paypal.com, fellas. I'm telling you, send your shit to askrosebud@gmail.com. Because what I'm saying now, you ain't gonna believe this, but I'm gonna just say it. Because of time. When we're talking about time, I'm ahead of my time in a lot of ways. And what I'm saying is, you don't know what's possible if you have real confidence. If you have confidence, you're going to try shit that has not been tried. I know I did. Think of this, what I'm going to tell you. How do you think I came up with the idea to create a university where I can teach confidence? I came up with that because I wanted to teach. I went to Ashford University, earned a master's. Then when I went to get my teacher credential, they denied me because of the felony I had that was over 35 years old. I'm in debt for 120 racks, and I can't even do what I went to school for, teach. So either I was going to accept that or not. And I'm not going to willingly just be defeated. And that's where the idea of a school came. And it just came to me. But when I thought deeper, I realized I already had the curriculum, which was my course on confidence. The only thing missing was a vision. I didn't have the vision. I started having the vision at that moment. Now think of this. Do any of you realize Rosebud the American Pimp, my audio book, is over 25 years old? Now it's fully scored, and the music is a big part of the book. But my point is, you know, audiobooks are only now, past 5 years, coming on the scene. And I had the vision to do it 25 years ago. I'm telling you, I got a lot of shit you want, and I'm willing to let you have it, but I'm not pushing it on you. I ain't begging you to take it. I'm spending it. And if you wanted this here, this game I'm spending today may not be your cup of tea, and if not, you just going to get more than you bargained for, because it don't stop me from spending. But what is going to stop me, if I don't get no motherfuckers calling in here trying to kick it with me, you just sitting here listening. Ain't that a bitch? I thought we was past that motherfucking shit. What I'm saying is this. Unless you completely surrender yourself to the real game, especially the game I'm spinning, this is going to be too difficult for you to comprehend. Difficult or not, I'm shooting straight from the hip. I ain't caring. You know, I ain't trying to make it the way you can stand it. I'm actually trying to make it the way you can't stand it. Because only the strong survive fucking around in this shit. There's several things involved with holding the conversation. Did you guys know that? There's a lot involved with holding a conversation. I'm going to get into something else right now. And I know it's too advanced for you motherfuckers. But I'm going to kick it. So you can see how much motherfuckers learn in Sidewalk University. There's several things involved with holding a conversation. First of all, there's intrigue. Your conversation has to be intriguing. It don't have to be about you went to the moon and saw a whole bunch of shit up there, you know, and you came back and had difficulty landing, but you handled it. It ain't got to be that kind of goddamn shit. But it has to be something that is as interesting, not because she likes the subject, but the way you're explaining it. Intrigue. That's one thing. Then there's engagement. Engagement is when this person is listening to your story or listening to whatever you're saying. And as you're saying it, you were saying, you know what, you know, and we started going like extra fast and we got so close to the ground, I actually fucking thought we was going to die. And then you started talking about something else and that bro said, well, wait a minute, what happened? See, she's engaged at that point because she don't want to miss or overlook any important point to that story because she's in it, into it. Then there's diction. How you say what you say, the words you use. You know, a lot of you know something about, know what I mean? You know, you understand what I'm saying? The bitch say, yeah, and you like think she do. Come on, man. What I'm saying is you have to be comfortable with the little words that expresses exactly what's on your mind so you do not have any misunderstanding as far as what's going on. Now, I'm like, actually, I'm not done. There's the introduction, you know, after, when you meet. I didn't tell you about a whole bunch of shit you should be thinking. But then there's the actual introduction, a few words. Hello, how you doing? Whatever. Then there's the beginning of the conversation. This is really, or it should be, the most intriguing thing about what you're doing. Because you're only going to tell them one or two things. Girl, you know, I've been writing this story and it's like really bomb and I'm like at this part, so I just came out, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, baby, she's either interested or not. But the way you bring it, she's going to be interested. And that beginning, whatever I just said, is going to carry this woman to the middle of the conversation. You slow down what you say, and then you like prompt a response from her, but this response you prompt so you know it's going to tell you she's into your conversation or she's not. Now let's say her response made you feel she's into your conversation, then there's the end. The end is where you cut the conversation off and with enticing eye contact, you tell her that you want to talk to her later. Now, ultimately or preferably, she ain't going to let you leave because she hasn't dealt with a man who has a conversation, manners, and confidence. you've shown her all of that in this little scenario without saying any of it. This is how you catch. You make her fill in the blanks, and she fill in the blanks with what you actually want her to think. Come on, man. How come you motherfuckers can't see the game in that? Wow. You guys got to understand how important Sidewalk University is for you and your growth. What is a conversation without words? This is the number one reason you motherfuckers don't have good conversations. You got to learn what a conversation is and how to use it. Now, you do know it's either a tool or a weapon.
What do you mean by that, Rosebud? Explain all that shit to me so I don't have to go to Sidewalk University and I can pick it up and fuck it up going telling everybody my version of it. Fuck you.
What do you know about an arsenal? Oh, I got a gang of 44s, some hollow points. I ain't talking about an arsenal as in guns or bullets. Or am I? See, this is what I'm saying. If my conversation is going to be a weapon, I got to be talking about guns, bullets, and all that shit. But guns, bullets, Uzis, those are my words. So what? Sorry, motherfucker, get your fucking ass. Oh, God! shit. Motherfucking, I got a double barrel Uzi. My mouth spray hollow point bullets. I'll spray a bitch. I'll spray a motherfucker. I'll spray because I know how to use my motherfucking arsenal, which is what I say. As a weapon, keep a motherfucker off me. Or a tool, let a motherfucker want to fuck with me. Come on. Do you know all that? Well, what I'm saying is the arsenal I'm talking about is as dangerous as really gunpowder bullets. And it'll make the sentences I use, and if you understand what I'm saying, the sentences you use in speaking with a woman, it'll make them bullets. And what I'm saying is, I know how to use my mouthpiece as a weapon in a motherfucking double barrel fucking Uzi. And that's... the weapon I have is a double barrel Uzi. I'll spray your ass. The NSFW, you gonna learn how to use your words as an unlimited clip with hollow point bullets. And you gonna just learn how to spray bitches and dudes with your conversation. I ain't never carried no gun. Man, I done been in all kind of motherfucking shit. Man, my motherfucking mouth is my ultimate weapon. Now, this is the kind of real, usable game you get from fucking with goddamn Sidewalk University. And doing the activities that it provides shows you that you are qualified. You're not fake. I only provide the assignments to build your confidence. Now, once your confidence is properly supported by the knowledge you get from being an SWU, there's like no limit to where you can go. I know, man. I don't care. Think I'm talking shit. I don't care. Fuck all y'all. I think you motherfuckers talking shit. Why I ain't getting no calls? Why motherfuckers ain't calling me and asking questions? Well, you guys are chumps. But when I get through these goddamn bullet points, I'm going to just go on and end the shit. It could be like in the next 10 minutes. I don't know how long anymore I got to go. But what I'm saying is you can go anywhere you want to go because you gained up. You in complete control of yourself. Therefore, your destiny is also in your control. But let me just tell you something. An arsenal, the way I show you to use it at SWU, is a system. This system is a customized way for you to have your conversation together. Otherwise, you got your conversation to where when you do speak to a woman, anywhere, you gonna know what the fuck you doing. 904, I seen you, man. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, bud, baby?
Nothing. What's going on?
Hey, man, I got a scenario for you, man. You know, I feel like I got the game, but, you know, I just the end and execution of it, that's really what's killing me, you know what I'm saying? I get favoritism wherever I go.
Hey, check this out. Check this out. You just telling on yourself, man. Everything you're saying. Let's say I'm listening to you. You making me not even want to talk to you, man. I feel like I got the game, but the execution of it is where I'm having the problem. You ain't got it if you can't execute it.
There you go.
You just know about it. You ain't got it. Because if you had it, you could execute it. Do you understand that?
There you go. I got you.
You agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, wait.
Got to talk about it.
Wait. What I'm saying is this. If you agree with that, let's start over. What's up, man?
Okay, here's the scenario. I'm at the bar by myself, you know what I'm saying? And I got a Mexican bitch. She the bartender, you know what I mean? I'm digging her. She giving me conversation, but I ain't really throwing no game at her. But I see a waiter. I mean, a bad little black man.
Wait, you feel what?
I see a waitress, a bad little black thing that I really want.
Oh, you see a waitress. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, I start shooting at her on the side. But these broads, what they do is the Mexican broad, she grab the broad, they go to the back. She shoots some shit at her ear. They come out both looking at me sideways. Right then and there, I'm froze. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, goddamn, what the hell just happened? You know what I mean?
Hey, wait, stop. Why didn't you start talking to both of them bitches right there?
Man, you know what, to be honest, at that time, when I seen what happened, I'm looking around like, damn.
You didn't see what happened. You saw what you saw, and you thought what you thought. You don't know what them bitches did back there. All you know is you thought whatever.
Yeah, man. I'm like, goddamn.
Hey, listen. Be quiet with your bullshit, man. We already know it threw you off. What I'm saying is, I'm talking about what threw you off. What threw you off is when you seen, listen, bro, is when you seen them goddamn bitches go back there. You should have said, man, this bitch is going back there to say some shit about me. But when they came out, you should have found out if that's what they did. And you would not have no problems, and one of them bitches would have decided to fuck with you or not, or both of them. Because what I'm saying is I know you the bartender girl, and she just a waitress, so you probably got fooled. Did you go back there and poison her about me? Or did y'all go back there and talk about how I got the same thing as Charming both? I'm saying you could have talked to both of them bitches.
God damn. Okay. So you saying you're in the line.
Wait. See, this is game. You think on your feet. You do not need to make a call. You do not need to know what some other motherfucker would do. You need to think what the fuck you think, and you need to do that shit right now in real time. And you cannot tell me you didn't think about talking to both of them bitches.
Man, you damn right. That shit crossed my motherfucking mind immediately. I'm looking like,
so why didn't you jump on it?
I have both of these hoes.
And tell the truth. Why the fuck didn't you jump on it? I
know
you thought of it.
I was worried that them hoes wasn't gonna go for it. So I said, you know what, goddamn.
Check this out, brothers. Everybody that's listening, this is what I'm talking about. When you cannot tell yourself the truth, all you gonna do is say whatever you say to make it as easy as possible for you to accept the bullshit you talking. Because you didn't say nothing to the bitch because you don't believe shit you think. You a fake-ass motherfucker that say all this goddamn bullshit to yourself, but when it comes time to execute it, your motherfucking ass ain't gonna do shit. You can say you want some grape juice, and the motherfucker give you some grapes with all the skin off the grapes, and you can't even bust those motherfucking grapes. Now, what you got to say about that? Before you say anything, People, I've been getting emails from a couple of motherfuckers. Some of them, you a disrespectful motherfucker. You be talking to people like they ain't got blah, blah, blah.
Nah.
No, listen to me.
Come on
first.
With it. I'm cool. Shut your fucking mouth.
What I'm saying is people don't understand how motherfuckers are used to some soft shoe and bullshit. That's why they don't never stand up. Because the motherfucker answering them with some kid gloves. Motherfucker, fuck you. I'm going to answer you with some fucking coarse sandpaper, and I'm going to rub your motherfucking ass over it. And if you want to get another piece, come on, because I got some coarser sandpaper. I'm like that. I ain't finna tell you no motherfucking easygoing shit. So if that motherfucker or those two motherfuckers that be listening to me, but they only want to listen so they can say how disrespectful I am. I understand. I go hard. But tell me where you can go, caller, and life ain't going hard.
Ah, man, you can't go nowhere.
So what I'm saying is why would a motherfucker want some soft shit? So they can be soft?
Scared, man.
That's what I'm saying,
scared.
Man.
I mean, the world on your head when you wake up.
Hey, so my thing, man, I'm not trying to make you weak. I'm trying to make you tough. And if you can fuck with me, you can fuck with the world. At least that's how I think. Because I'm like, go ahead, man.
I have my days. It'd be some days it'd be like the shit come to me like it's falling out the air. Then, you know, some days I guess a nigga be in his feelings or some shit and I don't know.
Okay,
well, like
stop. What does that mean? I have my days and, you know, good days, I guess, and my bad days. What does that mean?
I might have went to that bar and did exactly what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? I might have played both of them and hollered at them, said some shit. If they ain't like it, I'd have been like, fuck it, and went on, got to drinking my drink and hollered at the next bro. And then the next time I go back, I might act like I did. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what you saying? I'm not really fully confident or encapsulated in what the hell.
Otherwise, bro, all the bullshit you was saying, you realize in the end when you said, you know, you saying I ain't confident just now. Because that's what that means. That don't mean none of that shit you talking about. That shit you talking about make it to where you can do it again and again and again and again. But that last sentence, the last couple of sentences that had that, you know, I know what you said, if I ain't confident in it, If you focus on that, watch and see, that shit ain't happening to you no more. Because obviously you are confident. You just don't realize what's keeping you from showing you that you can believe in what you think. That's a big deal, fellas. If you don't believe what you think, you can talk whatever shit you want to fucking talk. You can sound whatever good as it sounds, but it ain't going to do shit because you ain't going to do none of the shit you talking. The shit I'm talking, at least I do it. And I tell you about it, failures, whatever, successes, whatever. I don't give a fuck what no bitch say or do with me. I give a fuck what I do. If what I'm doing, that bitch say, nigga, fuck you, you old motherfucker. I mean, you know, you think I'm going to like be tripping? I'm going to say, bitch, you must don't like no old motherfucker like me. Because I'm definitely that. Whatever the fuck I'm finna say, I'm rolling with it. Bitch, you ain't finna break me down because of your rejection. What? Go ahead.
And look, one more thing I ain't mentioned, right? So before they went to the bank, a black chick, she started dancing with him, spun her around where the black chick couldn't see me, looked at me and winked the eye. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? Then they shot to the back. I mean, I that shit just threw me off, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen. For one, it threw you off because you ain't used to what you doing working. For another thing, it threw you off because the bitch was being forward and giving you a wink. And another thing, it threw you off because fucking with two bitches at the same time that know you fucking with them ain't never happened to you. And that threw you off. Everything that happened threw you off, man. Why do you think we talking? Let me tell you this, bro. I bet you 10 to 1 that shit never happened again. I bet you that.
What you mean? And I let it pass or it just ain't going to happen again?
I'm saying it ain't going to happen as far as you don't know what to do when you get put in that position.
Oh, no.
Because now you done experienced it. Now you experienced it, and all that scary shit you be thinking made you miss. So you ain't going to be thinking that shit again, because what if you could have caught them two bitches? You would have been in for something you've been holding a long time.
Hey, shit. Man.
What?
Damn.
I'm being real. I'm just telling you, man. Motherfuckers don't believe in themselves. And it's because they lie to themselves. No, can you be quiet and listen? It's because you and every other motherfucker completely lie to yourself. You know you lying to yourself. That's why you don't move on what you think. Because half of you think it's bullshit, and the other half of you think it could be right. So how the fuck are you going to take a chance? You ain't. You 50-50.
So basically, you got
So basically what?
Basically, I got to not give a fuck about basically the broad, you know what I'm saying? I got to say it. Shit, you going to fuck with me or you ain't. It'll be another one, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. What the fuck is wrong with thinking like that?
Shit, nothing. Wait.
There ain't nothing wrong with thinking like that. Out of the ways to think, don't you think that way would make it easier for you to accept whatever the situation result in? You know, positive, she fucking with you. Negative, she ain't. If you say she either fuck with me or she don't, don't you think you wouldn't give a fuck about either way? You just ready for whichever one?
So you right. That's it.
So what I'm saying, bro, listen, what I'm saying is you got to start digging into what you're thinking. You got to start digging into what you're saying and stop going for the surface bullshit. Because the surface bullshit gets you into the situation you was into, but since it was so surface, you just was in it. And you get played. Or you feel fucked. Yeah, but if you really understand what you're saying, you understand, you know, you send this bitch, these bitches, blah, blah, blah. Fuck the consequences. Fuck the bitches. I, as a motherfucker, supposed to be at their motherfuckers. Do these motherfuckers fuck with me? I'm gonna ask the big fun, but if they don't, fuck them, I'm going to the next bitch. And I ain't even leaving the bar to get at the next bitch. I'm probably getting at the next bitch real fast just to show them punk motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck you didn't give me no action. Stupid bitch.
And see, that's why I'm talking about my ex.
Hey, no, stupid bitch. Stupid bitches. I'm real, bro. And I'm saying, fuck bitches. Fuck what they say. That's what you need to understand. Yeah. Fuck a bitch. I don't give a fuck what you say, bitch. I only care if you say okay. Anything else, bitch, I don't care. Fuck you. Hurry up and say that shit and get the fuck away from me. Because what I'm saying is I'm looking for the bitch to say, you know what, I really want to do some shit like that too. Oh, really? It's a whole nother ballgame, man. Why, well, I'm going to be tripping on the bitch that don't want to fuck with me. Shit. Come on, man.
You're a cold piece, man. You're a cold piece with your fair, though.
God, two man. And two is four, brother. Period. And you got to add shit up real fast. Fuck the what if and the could be. Thus, a lot of motherfuckers be thinking that shit. It is what it is. Deal with that the way you supposed to. If the bitch don't want to fuck with you, fuck her and damn her. Ain't got nothing to do with you. The only thing it got to do with you is when the bitch say, you know what, I do want to fuck with you. And you say, okay, baby, and you do whatever. That's when it's on you. Hold on, man. 973, what's up?
Digital Dynamite, what it do, baby?
Nothing was happening.
Ain't shit, man. I just want to say thank you for the copy you sent to me the other day of the, you sent me both copies of your movie. Man, I appreciate it, man. I ain't cracking yet, but I just want to say thank you. I'm on my way to this dentist appointment, so I just want to say I'm listening to you, and I just got to say, Rosebud, just by you talking, sometimes it's all right. You ain't got to expect a phone call because we sitting by the campfire just taking it all in. You the OG. Sometimes when it's like that, we really just sitting 80, 90 people really listening to you. So don't take it offense if we don't call you. We really listen. Like, I'm dialed in, doing everything I got to do while you chopping it up like my grandfather.
Okay,
so
stop,
I just wanna say,
stop,
don't take offense.
Stop. Listen. Real OG. They don't give a fuck if you listening. They care if you participating. Mm-hmm. So by you listening and just motherfucking not saying shit, you ain't worth the game you getting. The only way I'm gonna know you worth the game you getting is if while I'm talking, you say, so you saying woo 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 woo, and I say nah man or yeah man whatever I say, but then we go into conversation about that. But what that do is show me that I ain't wasting my time.
Mm, you're right.
That? So the real OG don't want to give no game away. But he don't mind
right.
Kicking games that don't cost money. And the motherfucker that's hearing it, if they can pick it up, they get it. We ain't giving it away in that instance. All y'all, just hold on. I got another caller. 216, what's up?
Real quick, I got something to say about your perspective on bitches. So you take the power away from a bitch when you think how you think, how you don't give a fuck whether they say yes or no.
That's true.
I realize that takes the power from the bitch away. You feel me?
Yeah, but what are you saying about that?
I'm saying it's some cold-ass game, and that it reverses. I don't think... I mean, it ain't really a question. It's just a statement. I don't think, because with you, bud, you so full of game. You say shit like it's not a big deal to you. That shit, you know what I'm saying? It's a game changer. When you feel me? But I know it ain't a big deal.
Yeah.
You're a monster, but to a nigga like me, it just, it shows like, goddamn, nigga.
Yes,
they hold power is when niggas show them attention and when niggas give a fuck, that's where they get their power from. Soon as the nigga like blood walking,
wait, listen.
That's it.
You got what you saying is real, but you gotta temper that shit because you gotta make a bitch think that from the shit you doing and saying, you care a lot about bitches. But you ain't gonna let the fact that you care about bitches control your motherfucking mood. Because care that you have for the bitch is not being warranted by the moods or reactions that she's showing, fuck her. And you be what, listen, man.
So come on, bro.
Something your way, listen. I done told y'all hella times. But the way I talk about shit, you probably don't really understand this is true. There is a lot of motherfucking bitches that hate my gut.
Motherfuckers hear my name and start vomiting.
Yeah, bud, you gotta say it like that, bud. So,
hey, I'm being real.
He's doing stuff
like funny, though.
That I've been fucking with like 5-6 years and shit. So what I'm saying is either way, it don't fucking matter to me. It ain't gonna stop me from fucking with bitches. You know, if you come out no, then fuck you. If I was just fucking with you, you know, then that would matter. She said no.
What?
I'm fucking with bitches. I ain't fucking with no one bitch. I don't give a fuck what that bitch say. The only time, hey, listen, and you gotta understand the importance of this. The only time you should care about anything is when it's going in your favor. Otherwise, you ain't supposed to care. You wasting energy. Why would you care about some bitch that don't want to come to wherever you come on coming to? Now, if that same bitch said, okay, I want to come, well, you can give her all your attention. Why the fuck would you give a bitch that said, no, I don't want to do it with you somehow? Why would you give her your attention? Okay, I would say, okay, you sure you don't want to do it? The bitch say, yeah. Well, look, let me call you an Uber. Let me call you a Lyft, you know, to get you on, because I don't want you over here fucking with me. You know, you got to be like that. So that bitch knows.
Kick rock.
She got to know. You don't give a fuck. Bro, if that bitch knows that.
Hey, she's going to respect you, though.
What? That's what I'm saying. That's what you getting. That's what you earning. That's what you doing when you do that. You let her see, bitch, fuck you. This is about me.
Ain't playing no game.
Period. Fuck you and damn you. Fuck the horse you rode in on. Bitch, the only thing I can do for you since I picked you up is get you a lift home. Unless you like within 30 seconds from where we at. And I'll ride you home. But about that, you know, you finna just sit in here quiet till Lyft come, or you gonna get out the car and wait till Lyft come, because I ain't leaving till they come. I don't want you stranded, baby. You know, I ain't trying to be fucked up. I just ain't caring about what the fuck you said, you motherfucker.
My man being nice, I'm being fucked up.
Hey, let me tell you, what happened more than not is they call you up later. Maybe 2 weeks. Maybe 2 weeks. Maybe longer. And then they say, you remember me? Hey, when she say that, what do y'all say? I say, hell no, I don't remember you. Who is this?
That's right, bro. That's right.
The bitch got to already know she starts from platform one. I don't give a fuck who he is. If I know who you is, if you was on platform four, shit,
you get to start on four. Fuck no, I don't know who you is. Who is this? Hey,
right.
You know why this didn't work? Because of the plan. And I make plans, and as long as I execute my plan, it's working for me. My plan does not end or result in sex. My plan is only executed when I do what the fuck the plan is, not giving a fuck what that bitch saying. That's the plan. Hey, real shit. 901, what's up with you?
Like, what's going on, bud? I had to call in and show you some love, man. I had to call in and show you some love, man. Yeah. I just really appreciate the game you spending. I cannot wait to join Sidewalk University, man. I don't have the funds right now, man. But everything you saying, I really connect with, man. You know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah.
I have to connect. You just like, you know what I mean? You know how you get
I
a person that get it? You know, it's like, I done been through so much. It's like, you know, it's like the Sidewalk University. I get what you said. It's about going through life and understanding life is so big, what you get. You got to make what you want out of life happen. It's really
what
it's
you,
like
you know what? You know what? You got to stop wanting shit out of life and start going to get shit out of life. What I'm saying is Sidewalk University, the only time that it's okay for you to want something is when you think of it. And you say, yeah, I want to do that. Now, the next second after that is spent on going to get it. There is no want. You know, want, we have to want it to go get it. But if it's about, I've been wanting, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been wanting, oh, no, fuck that. We going to get it.
Yeah, right. I'm already going to get it. I'm already working on having it after I thought what I want.
All right, bro. Thanks.
All right,
you guys. Look, I got a hell of most shit to talk about. So, you know, a couple of you guys still on here, but I'm going to, you know, shut you off. But, and if you want something else, just, you know, press one or hang up and call in again. What I'm saying is this. Once you understand the system of an arsenal, it's a customized way for you to have your conversation together. It's a customized way for your conversation to be together so that when you do speak to a woman, anywhere, you're able to see and understand where she's coming from. And you can tell right away if she's paying attention to you or not. And if she's not, you see you wasting time. Why? How can you see that? Because fucking with me at Sidewalk University, you're going to know how to manipulate the environment that you're in to assist you in catching. And once you develop that arsenal, it's not going to only work on women. It's going to work in any endeavor you run into as long as it involves conversation. And the first thing you got to learn about this system is it's real. And it starts whenever you get serious. Okay, let's say you're serious. Let's say you're serious. From this point on, you got to be able to imagine that you're going to be better because ain't shit going to happen if you can't see it. I know how hard it's going to be for a lot of you, but if you can't imagine it, it ain't going to happen. So number one in this system is when you start a conversation or let's say a conversation to start it. You say a few things to get a feel for how she thinks. At Sidewalk University, I break impromptu conversations with females down so that you can see what I'm talking about in real time. Now, if a woman wants to, let's say, fuck with me, I don't feel lucky. And you can tell it from the way I'm responding to her.
Yeah, what I'm saying is she can't call me no goddamn pet names. You know, she can't act like she used to fucking with me. She can only, in my opinion, act like she's very excited about meeting me. And when a woman, you know, calls you some kind of pet name, you got to understand that's sort of a diss. And you can't allow her to get away with that shit. Don't for a second. And you better, you know, make your motherfucking mind up quickly about this shit, or you going to get played. No, baby, my dear, don't call me no motherfucking dear, because I'm sure you called the last motherfucker you was fucking with a dear, and I ain't that motherfucker. Some kind of way, you're going to let her know. Oh, 704, I see you, bro. What's up?
Yo, what's good, bud? How you doing?
I'm very well. How about yourself, brother?
I'm doing well. I just was calling in, just, you know, giving you your flowers while you're here. I appreciate what you're doing. I called in before, and, you know what I'm saying, I stayed tapped into the game, even when you had the old channel, the Astros Bud channel. I appreciate what you're doing.
Man, listen, we passed all that. I'm sure you like what I'm doing. You know, I appreciate that. But if you don't have questions, man, I'm into the talk show aspect of what I'm doing. I don't, you know, need praise. Don't get me wrong, bro. I ain't mad at you, and I appreciate it. It's just that ain't where I'm at right now. I'm at kicking it. Something going on with what you thinking that we need to, you know, expound on. Now, if you got something, cool, but if not, it ain't no big deal, and I ain't saying I don't like you or nothing. It's just, I don't want no motherfucker calling there praising me. All right,
I respect that.
All right, for sure, bro. Okay, so what I'm actually saying, since you ain't going for none of the bullshit, after, you know, you make your mind up that you ain't going for none of the bullshit, you got to think of a conversation. This is where your arsenal comes in. You choose something you didn't already thought of to say to women. Because whether you know it or not, women do not listen to what the fuck you're saying. They only hear where they think you're coming from. And they make that assumption in the first two or three words of whatever you're talking about. So you have to choose whatever the fuck you choose, and you got to get busy. Now, I'm going to start my interview process. And at this point, all I'm doing is lining up my arsenal for this bitch. Because let's say, so far she's been one of these combative, know-it-all women. Now, I'm, you know, immediately on attack. And to establish that, I'll use the line like, girl, I know I'm going to like you, because your name is like my daughter's name. Let's say her name was Mina. I would say, shit, my daughter's name is Lena, and that's where I'm coming from. Now, what I'm doing is giving her something to identify with me with. She may not take it as that, but you got to understand psychology. You have to really understand psychology if you want to fuck with bitches. Most likely, she ain't going to pay attention to me saying, you know, my daughter's name is Lena and hers is me. But by me saying I'm going to like her because of that, is a sneaky way to get her to start mentally accepting my dominance as a man. Because a lot of bitches, if you say some shit like that, well, what do you mean you know you don't like me? You don't even know me. Well, all that kind of shit. Now, don't confuse what I'm saying when I use the word dominance. Don't confuse it with force. We're not talking about force. This correct dominance is a desired feeling. Or it could even be an emotion that all women have. but very few women get to willingly experience it. Now, what I'm saying is I'm going to set the tone with my conversation. Then, what I'm saying, once I get it where I was, I'm going to chop her fucking neck off. Now, to make this dominance, I'm talking about a parent. Quickly, I'm going to find something in what she's saying to get her to identify with me. I have already set her up with asking a, you know, in quotes, a setup question. This question varies from, you know, broad to broad. You know what these broads are going to say, so I can't say, ask them this. You got to have a setup question. And in order to have that, you got to know what you're setting her up for. So you should know that women rarely listen to men. I've already said it. But when you're talking to a woman, she rarely listens to you. They hear the first couple of words, and from that, they judge where you're coming from. So what I'm going to do, since I know this, because I'm going to make her identify with my authority. And the way I'll do that is I'll point some shit out that she wasn't listening to. You know, I asked you this and you responded blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, then she going to be humbled by my skill in getting her to shut the fuck up. Because when you show a woman that she was not responding to what you was talking about, and she knows, or stated that that's what she don't like about dudes. Well, I'm saying is, why shouldn't I like that about women if I'm seeing the same thing in you? Dominance is very important, and you need to show it immediately. Get over here in that lane. Look, bitch, I'm driving. You want me to pull over and let you drive? I'm just saying, you got to be like that. You're not going to, you know, use it right now. But long as it's established early, it's cool. Now, the second thing. The second thing I'm going to do is describe how I'm going to handle the bitch. So, as I take control of the conversation, and I do that by giving her an opportunity to speak. Oh, my God. Fucking fly. Shit. I'm going to be careful to pay attention to what she's saying. This is why I'm letting her speak. Because now I'm going to show her how dominant I am. Because right here is where I'm going to start to play my arsenal. Now, let's say, like I said, I didn't pay this bitch as one of these snooty bitches to know everything. She used to handling the man she deal with. So I ain't going to show her right away that she can handle me. I'm going to listen to her for a moment to get her thinking that, you know, she got me going. Also, you got to be prepared to make that bitch laugh or at least chuckle. Now, honestly, I can't think of a better way to loosen a woman up than laughter. But during laughter, she won't notice that you're taking over the conversation. What she wants to talk about is the little consequences to me at this point. But I'm going to listen to her. I'm going to listen to her so I can pull shit from what she's saying to talk about what I want. I want to see if she listens. Because all women think men don't listen to them. And I'm going to show her she don't even know how. She don't even know men, least of all me. And as I'm listening, I'm creating my conversation based on what I'm thinking of her and what she's saying. Most of what I'm saying, it's stalling to get to the real questions. And once she starts answering the real questions, she's really, without realizing it, have had my web. And I'm finna capture baby. The way she answers is gonna let me know if she's comfortable or not. And all I need to do is keep rolling with my conversation. And if she's not comfortable, adjust different things for her comfort. And if she is comfortable, just keep rolling. And at one point, I'm going to check on that tricky question that I asked. The one that I asked to see if she's really listening to me as intently as I'm listening to her. That's why I asked her that tricky question earlier. I can't tell you what to ask her because I don't know what she's going to say to you. Well, I asked it. And that arsenal is so that you can see when a woman is listening or not. Listening or following your flow, however you want to think of it. There are two things that you can do at the point of realizing she's not following. You can see that you're wasting your time, your valuable time, and you can flip the script on her. A lot of times I'll flip the script by showing her she possesses the same attitudes that turn her off in men. So why shouldn't it turn me off when I see it in her? I'm telling you, when you do that, you're going to hear silence. And when you hear silence, you deal with it as long as you can. Because she's fucked. She can't say shit. So let's say it was going on 5 seconds, which is an eternity. Then she started talking. As soon as she started talking, cut her off. Cut her off and let her know. You know, you see the shit in her, so why shouldn't it turn you off? Fuck, it's the same shit. Because I told you guys many times, silence is a sure indicator you have fucked that woman up. You know why? Because women are not used to being shown their fucked up parts, their negativities in real time. Or as it happened. Now, this was, to me, a pretty cool video. It's just that I've always noticed whenever I get specific and start talking, you know, shit about something specifically, you guys never really have nothing to say. So let's see what she was saying that stream yard shit. Come on, man. Let's get these on shows with the car. Who the fuck? I ain't gonna you get vaccinated, Rosebud. Why? Why that? Hey, Willie Sulky. I think I addressed that. But if you didn't hear it, I certainly did get vaccinated. And I suggest you do. Oh, come on, man. Oh, my God. These guys are fucking... Come on, you motherfucker. This shit... That's why I don't look at this shit. I'm not going to go through this. You guys ain't talking about nothing in the thread. That's why I never look at it. Because it distracts you. When I look at the thread, or whatever you call that shit, you motherfuckers be talking about some absolutely ridiculous stuff. But, so I'm going to get on. What I want you to do, what I want each one of you to do, is forget the entertainment. Start trying to see what the fuck I'm saying. Because whether you understand it or not, I could really be saying something that's really powerful for your future. I just don't want you motherfuckers to go through not what I went through, but just what every other motherfucker got to go through, because I didn't go through it. I understood what the fuck I'm saying. I'm out, you guys.